Last year, Alaskans lost nearly $3 million to frauds and scams, and that's just from the people who filed complaints. Officials suspect many more residents were victims but never contacted authorities. Federal Trade Commission data show that last year, more than 3,000 complaints were filed in Alaska, about a third of them in Anchorage. Now, the FTC is making a big push to raise awareness about online and phone scams and is highlighting how minority and immigrant communities across the country are targeted. The FTC says poor people are more frequently victims of such schemes, as are minorities and immigrants, who tend to be more vulnerable and report scams less frequently. Local groups and New American Media, a national consortium of multicultural news organizations, hosted a stakeholder roundtable conversation today. Federal, state, and local officials discussed the kinds of fraud scams they see. Deputy Attorney General Ed Sniffen says the state receives hundreds of complaints, ranging from sophisticated impersonation schemes to Nigerian email scams.
Alaska is very much a victim state. What that means is we don't really have a lot of fraudsters in Alaska. The fraudsters are in other places, and then they prey on victims here in Alaska.
The most common way Alaskans are tricked into giving money or sensitive personal information is called an imposter scam. A person might be told over the phone that they missed jury duty or failed to file their taxes properly, and then is invited to clear up the problem by giving their credit card or social security number. Last year, almost 500 people filed complaints over imposter scams in Alaska. Fake lottery and sweepstakes schemes are also prevalent. Detective Michelle Logan has worked with the Anchorage Police Department's Financial Crimes Unit for 15 years and sees thousands of scams that are reported to APD. She says bringing forth charges is almost impossible because their jurisdiction only extends over the municipality.
And most of these scams come from different areas of the country or the world, and we cannot go physically arrest somebody with these scams. And unfortunately, we also get the reports of the scams after someone has been scammed. And it's a sad phone call when I have to explain to someone that we can't get your $50,000 back or your $300,000 back or whatever it might be.
You can find more information about spotting fraud on our website or through a page by the FTC at www.consumer.gov.